Evacuees from Afghanistan line up outside a concrete government building in Fremont. We're outside the Afghan Coalition, an Afghan-American nonprofit that's helping evacuees resettle here in the Bay Area. Inside the office, stacks of file folders and public aid pamphlets cover the surfaces. One woman stands in a hallway, waiting for help with her housing voucher or Section 8 application. She speaks to me through an interpreter.
Salam alaikum.
She says she is 32 years old and she came here with her husband and three children, two boys and one girl. She doesn't wish to give her name for fear that the Taliban could retaliate against her family back home. She is one of at least 250 Afghan evacuees to arrive in the Bay Area just since October 1st, according to the International Rescue Committee. The evacuees are fleeing unrest after the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August. Refugees are entitled to 3 months of federal resettlement assistance, including a one-time stipend of $1,200 per person. Here in one of the most expensive rental markets in the nation, most of them use that to help pay the rent. This woman says her family's 3 months are almost up. She says her husband found work at an auto body workshop, but they are still not making enough for rent and may have to move 3 hours away if their housing voucher application is accepted in another county. And then there's also the issue of getting around in a new place. She rode her bike here today. She says transportation is a challenge. However, there's no stopping them. They can walk, bike, they can ride the bus, whatever it takes to get to their destination. Evacuees also meet with federally contracted refugee resettlement agencies, like the International Rescue Committee, or IRC. It's one of two that operate here in the East Bay. Jordan Tofighi directs the Oakland office.
So it has been incredibly busy. Our team is definitely working around the clock to support these new families that are coming in.
Among its many services, the IRC helps evacuees access temporary housing. Tofighi says the IRC is trying to build landlord partnerships.
But it's hard to get landlords to get buy-in for accepting families that have no credit history, no current employment or employment history in the U.S.
According to Tofighi, the evacuees coming through the IRC Oakland are mostly families who worked with the U.S. government.
I'd say, you know, that the families that are coming in have endured a tremendous amount of trauma and trying to resettle and get integrated into their new lives, it can be very difficult.
Many witnessed terrible violence when the Taliban took power. For example, this 18-year-old woman, who also wants to be anonymous.
When we left the country in the airport, there was like so much crowd, the people were like dying. So I have seen like so many things, like I couldn't even tell you that what happened. I actually am scared of blood, but I have seen people like full of blood.
So that it's surprising that she's talking to me at all. Most of the Afghans I meet decline to be interviewed, even anonymously. There are reports that the Taliban is beating the families of those who speak with the press. Like many evacuees, this woman is worried about her family back home.
My mom and dad. My dad used to work in a U.S.-funded hospital. So, like, they are in danger now. So, like, there is some, like, danger for the people who work with the U.S. So, I hope that if I can get out them from Afghanistan. So, hope to see them.
Within Afghanistan, half the population is facing acute hunger, according to the United Nations. Food scarcity is expected to worsen as winter snows start to block supply routes. The country is in a severe drought, the price of food is rising, and unemployment is widespread.
Work, there is no work. They are just like sitting on the chair or nothing. They are not even giving them their salaries too. So there is not a, my brother used to work in the Afghan post there, and they have not given his salary since 3 months. The Taliban said that we don't have money to pay you.
The woman is here with her 19-year-old cousin, who traveled to the U.S. with her. He also had to leave family behind, his mom, his brother, and his sister.
They were with us when we were in the gate of the airport, so they just didn't enter the airport, and we did it, and they left behind. They are still in Afghanistan right now.
He says they're doing all right, but it's not easy to be away from them.
Yeah, I talk with them every day because they missed me, so that's why I also, so every day I talk with them.
These two cousins are actually training today to become volunteers with the Afghan coalition to help other evacuees access services.
So when they arrive right here, so they can apply for their food benefits, for their medicals and food stamps benefits. So it's a big benefit for them. Like they can.
The 18-year-old right woman says she's waiting for her new ID to arrive in the mail, and once it does, she plans to enroll in community college and become a lawyer. She says she was scheduled to take her final exam in Kabul on the day the Taliban took over the city.
So right now I'm so happy that I'm here. I'll continue my studies here and I'll be a lawyer. We are so excited to go to college soon.
More evacuees are expected to arrive in the Bay Area in the coming months. To assist with resettlement efforts, listeners can contact the Oakland IRC, the Muslim Community Center East Bay, the Noor Islamic and Cultural Community Center, or the Afghan Coalition. In Fremont, I'm Catherine Monahan, Pacifica Radio.